Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
All right, let's switch gears.
Let's do that.
Let's bring in the Titan safety, Kenny Vaccaro. He is off the practice field and ready to chat. Kenny, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Fantastic game last Saturday. But I'm talking about you personally. Yes, it's a team game, and your team were fantastic. But in particular, your game was fantastic in Foxborough.
I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
I thought, and your coach reiterated that after the game, I thought you were one of those guys setting the tone for that game. Was that the mindset going in?
I mean, I kind of, just kind of played my game, and then that's just kind of how everything unfolded. I knew I was going to play hard, hit hard, do all the stuff I've been doing my whole career, really, and it ended up being that way. So it was fortunate.
Well, I tell you what, it was fun to watch, and a lot of people in this market were watching. We've seen the numbers. I know you go into every game, you and your teammates, you go in expecting to win and believing that you can win. You've known this. You've been a pro now for a while. But I want to know, when you're going through the course of a game, and let's just talk about Saturday night in Foxborough. Like, when did you start to feel like, I know you went in feeling, but like truly like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, we're going to get this done. Like, when did you have that feeling, or did you?
Before the game.
Really?
Last year when we won 34-10.
Okay.
These are the same guys, the same big hit I had last year in the first play of the game. I did the same thing. It's the same people. So what's the difference? Like, why would that not bring confidence? You know, they actually had Josh Gordon, when we played him last year. You know, so for me, I wouldn't worry about nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good answer, by the way.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, we were scoring points last, like, why not now, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a playoff game doesn't mean you just change. What, we just start sucking all of a sudden?
Yeah.
They're superhuman now because they're in the playoffs? No, it's the same thing.
How big was it for you guys to shut them down in the second half? They didn't score.
I think that was really huge because I think everybody probably, pats the Patriots on the back for making, halftime adjustments, right? And they come out and they just kill teams based on making adjustments and they just out-executing everybody really in the second half. And you saw that happen in the Super Bowl versus Atlanta a couple years ago, 28-3, and they come back. So I think that was a big deal. I think we knew that it was going to be tough, but we had to get it done. I think the goal line stands were the biggest thing. Keeping them out the red zone was huge.
What were you guys discussing? You had the lead at the half. You just brought up halftime. What were you guys, Kenny, talking about at the half?
It kind of felt like we were losing, because it just wasn't enough. It just didn't seem, Like, we weren't going in thinking, oh, yeah, we got this, we're winning at all. Like, I had to recheck what the score was. I thought we were, the way we were, our vibe in the locker room, I thought we were down still and we got to make a comeback.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it just wasn't like, we weren't looking at the score saying, oh, yeah, we're winning, we got this, we can play these guys. We had that mindset before the game. Like, I really wasn't. I was locked in. I mean, Logan Ryan does a good job of saying, like, he's played so many games with the Patriots where teams think they got something, and, they got a special quarterback over there that can bring you back from anything. So we were just locked in.
Kenny Vaccaro on the line with us. You brought up that goal line stand. I mean, that was, monster momentum for you guys. And how big was it? What, they had first and goal from the one? Is that right?
And then we got some penetration with the D-line. I know Rashawn Evans made, some run-through tackles
that
were kind of set up, because Jeffrey Simmons and Daquan are just blowing their guys off the ball. So it was a team effort. KB's on the outside setting the edge with, 300 pounds rumbling at him. So it's just a team thing, man. When you get down there on the goal line, if you don't get knocked back, you're not going to win. It's just man-on-man, big-on-big. That's all it is. Who's going to win that matchup?
I know you've had this happen because you've been playing football for a long time, but what is it like when you have that ball that goes right in your hands and it just doesn't happen and oh my gosh, not only would I have had an interception, I'm taking it to the house. What is that feeling like as a player?
I don't know. I felt bad for Logan on that play. Yeah. I've never actually had that happen.
Really?
In my whole career. Like, where I just dropped a ball that was easy. No, I've never. I just never. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people that haven't had it, honestly. Like, it doesn't. The way Logan's happened, where it's a pick six at the end of the half versus Tom Brady.
Yeah.
That doesn't really happen very often. But no, I mean, you just respond just like he did in a critical time of the game. Yeah, at the end of the game, he came back and got a pick six and scored a touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, it all came back to him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, how cool is it that happened, and then he, you know, he ends the game with the pick six.
Yeah, I mean the fact that he even got the chance to do it again is a blessing. You know, just not because imagine if we somehow don't win that game, right? And that play happened, and that was the play that could have changed the game. Like, how bad would that have felt? You know, so I'm fortunate. I'm fortunate that it happened for us.
Mm. We're talking to Kenny Vaccaro, Titans safety, here with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And Kenny, I'm always curious of players like yourself that you were in another organization, and New Orleans has had a lot of success, and you know, you played with guys like Drew Brees that have had a lot of success. And then you come here when this team is working their way up the ladder.
Yep.
And you guys are in a position to advance to the conference championship. How do you take some of your experiences that you had with the Saints, with such a successful team, and try and, you know, bring that here and help teach your teammates of, hey, this is what winning is like. This is how we do this.
Yeah, well, I had good and bad times with the Saints. You know,
right.
We had times where we were 7-9 for 3 years. You know, my rookie year, we go, I think 11-5, almost 12-4. We lost on the last play of the game to Carolina, and then the three next years we're 7-9, and then we get back to dominance. You know, my fourth and fifth year. So it's kind of, I mean, I've been through the ups and downs, so, like, I've just always been even keel, so I understood that. When I first got here, obviously we're a defensive-minded team, defensive head coach. So I kind of understood. It was a different feeling, right, because with New Orleans, they're always putting up points, but the defense wasn't great. So now it's coming along. They're playing complimentary football, and now they're winning more, right? And I thought the same thing would happen here. I mean, the offense has got going, and we started winning a lot more games.
A lot of people we've talked to in the last couple of weeks, and we bring up Mike Vrabel, your head coach, a lot of them say that the team shows his personality. And we know Mike has that personality. He's had it in his playing career and now in coaching. What would you say to that? Do you feel like you guys feed off of him and that player's type mentality and personality?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he doesn't care to be flashy. He doesn't care to be, you know, America's favorite team. We just want to win ball games, you know, playing good, you know, blue collar football. Like, really don't care about the overs and unders and ratings and, you know, how many fans we have in the stadium every game. It doesn't matter. All that matters is, you know, the 53 people that are in this locker room and our attitude and the way we play for each other on Sunday.
I feel like you guys enjoy being in a situation similar to last week. Oh, the almighty Patriots, and now, you know, the best offense in the league in the Ravens, and
yeah,
a unique offense, one that the league is still trying to figure out. But I feel like this suits you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're going from, you know, last week the Patriots, they had the greatest defense since 2000 Ravens, right, the beginning of the year, and now we're going against some new offense that, you know, nobody's been able to stop. But we're up for the challenge, man. I think we're the team that, you know, come in and do what we do. We've had a great week of practice. And, you know, Dean Pease knows a thing or two about the Ravens, so we'll be all right.
What are some things that you've learned watching film about Lamar Jackson and that offense and what they do?
They run the ball very well. Everything. I mean, they have their X plays off the passing game. But, you know, with Lamar's legs, how dynamic he is with Mark Ingram, you know, with Edwards, their other running back, they got three good tight ends and Boyle, Hurst, and Mark Andrews. So they can, you know, block on the perimeter, but they can also, you know, take the vertical seams in the passing game. So, I mean, they're dynamic. I mean, he's going to probably win MVP this year, and rightfully so. Hats off to him. He's earned it.
You brought up Pease, and I know that these are playoff games. You know what's at stake. You win, you move on. You lose, you go home. But
yeah,
the last 2 weeks, you've been in unique situations because of connections. Obviously, some of your teammates played in New England. Your head coach played in New England. So I felt like there was a little something extra, a little more of an incentive. Is there some of that with Dean Pease and all the time he spent in Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, we love Dean. I mean, I wasn't doing nothing. I would love nothing better than to outperform their defense, because all the stuff they're running is running Dean stuff. I think that would be the best thing in the world. Like, I don't really, like, besides, like, us winning, obviously, I would love for our defense just to be the most dominant defense on the field that day, just for Dean.
Kenny,
you know,
let's...
he's done, and, you know, he sacrificed, you know?
Yep. I want to bring up, let's end with, we talked to you in training camp when you first arrived.
Yeah.
And so you were on the street, and you were happy just to be here, and, you know, you were employed again.
Yeah.
You came into this training camp, we talked to you again, and you're a part of this now. You're a part of the fabric. It's a completely different feeling. And now we sit here, you know, 6 months later, and we're talking about a divisional round of the playoffs. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. It meant a lot last game. It's one of the reasons why I played like I did, I think. It means a great deal. I've got past that, you know. I've kind of got past that whole, you know, look at me. If I can do it, no one can type situation. It's really about the guys in this locker room and winning, you know, like never giving up, understanding it doesn't matter what the circumstances are, you know, we can find a way to win games, win ball games. And I think that's how we've kind of been this whole season. Mm.
And when you hear players say, you know, we believe, that there really is something to that, right? When you, mm-hmm. when the room really believes you can win it every week, no matter who you're playing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's how we've always been. I mean, I think last year we were the same way when nobody had us beating the Patriots. I think nobody had us beating the Chiefs this year, I'm pretty sure. Probably nobody had us beating the, you know, the reigning Super Bowl champs Eagles last year. I mean, there's just a lot of games I can point to.
Sure.
These last 2 years I've been in that nobody gave us a chance. I'm sure nobody gave us a chance on, you know, Sunday Night Football in Dallas last year. We blew them out, basically. We're going to stick to what we're doing.
By the way, you've played in some crazy games here in 2 years.
Yeah.
Some of the craziest games I've ever seen.
Yeah.
The Chargers game this year.
That's last year in London.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Hey, go get them in Baltimore on Saturday. This has been a fun ride, and we'd love to be talking about you guys in the same light next week.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
All right, brother.
Kenny Vaccaro, Titan Safety. Good stuff, as always, from him. Back to wrap up the third hour next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.